Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Speaking of Katie, it's naked time. Oh. You got a naked story, don't you?
I do. This one is... Gosh, I'm going to need your help on it. Because so over the weekend, I had some friends come into, the area from East Coast. So we all were staying in Colorado Springs. We got a little Airbnb. It was me, a couple other friends and their significant others. And then this friend in question here and her husband, right? So Saturday, we all hang out. We're like hanging out Colorado Springs, doing some food stuff, shopping and whatnot. We go back to the Airbnb and everybody's getting kind of tore up, right? Like everybody has a really good time on Saturday night. So there's that. And then Sunday morning, here's the plan is, again, they're in from the East Coast, so they've got a few more things in Colorado Springs that they want to do, but nobody wanted to come and hang out with me and go chase waterfalls. So that's kind of where we were like, we'll say our goodbyes. But Sunday morning, when that rolled around, again, everybody was like super hungover, right? So everybody woke up, and my friends who all came in, like, they went to go get coffee and breakfast and bring it back for everybody. And my friend in question here, again, her husband, he hung back at the Airbnb. And I think he thought that I went with everybody to get coffee. Oh. I think my friend's husband thought that he was in alone. This place alone. And that is where all the problems start. Okay. It was so bad. Like, I'm not kidding. So, like, I am doing my things, getting ready for my waterfall hike. So I'm, like, packing my backpack, getting all my hiking things front and center. And so the two bedrooms that are in question here, the bedroom I slept in is directly across from the bedroom that my friend and her husband slept in. And at, like, both of the doors are open so I can see directly into their bedroom. They have a shower in their bedroom. Okay. So it's the master, right? So that's where their shower and everything is. And all of a sudden, I look over and I'm on the floor packing my backpack. And I look to my left and I see a fully naked man.
Oh,
and I'm just
no!
like, ah! Like, I didn't say anything because, like, he didn't make eye contact with me at all. Like, Seth is just loving life over there. Swinging, just swinging ever. And I'm just
so he had
clearly,
no clue.
Lord. He had no clue I was there. Absolutely no clue that I was there. Oh my gosh, like, things could have been so much worse. He could have had a naked dance, you know? Like, things
could have
bent
over to pick up his socks.
Things could have went south real quick. But what happened, here's how it went down, is he, like, walked out of the bedroom or the bathroom area into the connecting bedroom just fully naked. And I imagine he's, like, walking over to his clothes or something. Mm-hmm. And I see him.
Oh,
like,
no.
He does not look at me, but at this point, I, like, dive behind the dresser because I don't want him to see me now. Like, I'm like...
So you're hiding. You're
can't
hiding
see
from
me
his pee-pee-ding-ding.
Because then he knows I saw his pee-pee-ding-ding. Like, at this point, he thinks he's just naked by himself.
It's full frontal.
He knows
yeah.
I'm looking at him. Things just got a lot more awkward. So that was it. I hid behind that dresser for, like, 20 minutes and contemplated my decisions. I was like, well, if I go out now and it's, like, 10 minutes after the incident, he's going to think I'm weird. He's going to think I was in there, like, I don't know what he's going to think.
You were gazing.
I look exactly like this. It was the most uncomfortable 20 minutes of my life. I'm not kidding. And then when all the people came back, I, like, hung out waiting, like, for Jeremy.
Choice.
Not the time.
Phrasing.
I know. It's my fault. So I was, like, waiting for them to come back so I could kind of mosey on with them. So he thought that I was with
them.
Yeah,
with the group.
The whole time. So then there's no question. But the whole time, like, now I have a predicament in my mind because I'm like, do I tell my friend that I saw her husband fully naked and also say, way to go, girl. Like, good job, you know?
Oh, right.
Hey, you do you. But do I tell my friend that I saw her husband naked? Because I don't think I can. I think this will change everything. I think this changes the dynamic. I think that all of a sudden it changes the way they look
especially
at
me. Especially since you two are alone, technically.
Yes,
I mean, that's
kind
of creepy in and of itself.
Exactly. Like, I saw your husband front and back.
I don't think you say anything.
I can't say anything,
nah,
right?
I wouldn't say anything.
I keep this to myself.
I think you should
so
tell her.
All day yesterday, I'm hiking, trying to be one with nature and forget about all of my troubles. But this trouble was front and center. time. I can't tell you how many times I thought about my husband or my friend's naked husband.
Well, sure.
While I was out
it's
on this
gonna
hike.
It's going to be burned into your brain for a
for
little while.
For a minute.
Can you draw us a picture? Like,
how? I don't even. I don't know. Again. Good job, girl. Good job. But
all right,
it's still like I am torn a little bit because I think if I am going to tell my friend, I've got like a week. I've got a week window of when I can tell her. And if I tell her after, that just means.
I don't even know if you have that long.
Right?
Like, you got to do it pretty
quick. Like, today
quick.
Or tomorrow.
Just be like, hey, funny story.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even bring that up?
I totally
like,
saw
hey,
Seth naked.
I saw Seth naked.
Naked, naked, too. Like, not a stitch of clothing on, not even socks, Jeremy.
Are you 100% certain he didn't know that you saw him? I mean, are you?
I just feel like if somebody sees you naked, there's a response. There's a reaction
maybe.
To that, no matter what.
See you in his peripheral vision and then, you know, make his way out of there. And he's just like, I'm not going to bring it up. Or,
yeah, he's just completely comfortable with his naked body. So he didn't think twice.
My concern is that he noticed you. He's going to say something to his wife and then it's going to be weird because you're not bringing it up to the wife.
I didn't even think
general.
Of that, Jeremy.
True. So maybe he's already
it.
Said,
no,
hey,
no, no,
hey, I think
no,
Katie saw
no,
me
no,
naked
no.
and she was hiding behind a dresser.
No, 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 no. He didn't. There's no way he saw me, right?
I don't know.
Like, he would have a reaction if he saw me seeing him.
He
like,
would have turned to you
yes.
and said.
No, he would. I just think there's an obvious, like, oh, my gosh, you cover the unmentionables, right? Like, you put your hands in
yeah,
front
maybe,
of the Franks and the beans.
Unless he's into
and,
it.
No,
into it.
There's, like, I
do
just.
Do you want to open this up? We could, if
I kind of do. Like, do I tell my friend that I saw her husband naked? Do I tell? And again, here's that they are from
Does
the East Coast.
Care?
They are from the East Coast. They don't listen. So this is not like something that they're going to. Because people always say that. Well, they probably heard now. No, that's not it.
Brad
I
actually
need,
just said that.
I know.
They're
they always
listening
say that.
Today.
That's not it. I wouldn't say it if they were listening, right? Like, I know they're not listening.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I'm just seriously concerned. Like, is this something I bring up to my friend who's a pretty good friend? I mean, you know, we've been friends for over 20 years. So it's like, I'm just struggling
it. Might be
with
just
it.
Funny then at this. I don't know.
Is it funny?
Does anybody care?
I know. What's this?
Katie's pretty wound up.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in and give her some love, give her some advice, send her nude pics. I don't know. I guess she's in
Stop,
it.
I've seen too many nude people this weekend.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Should Katie Cat tell her friend that she saw the hubs naked? I don't even care if anybody calls. I love that you were put in that awkward situation.
It was very awkward.
Really was. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
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 So what are your thoughts for Katie Cat?
Well, I think that, I mean, let's analyze it, right? I'm an overthinker too, but here we go. So it was completely accidental. No interaction, I mean, happened between the two of them. Nobody knows. So what would be the point? Basically, it's just going to lessen her anxiety, Katie's.
Yeah.
But it's not going to change anything, right?
Well, yeah. Unless the husband did happen to see that Katie was
Katie
there.
Say? She would say the truth and say, hey, it was weird. I didn't make it more weird. You know, congratulations to your husband for doing so.
Yeah.
The problem is, Vanessa, that Katie was incredibly aroused by the whole situation.
No, I wasn't. I freaked out and I jumped behind the dresser. Like,
yeah, aroused.
I don't think her girlfriend will be upset to know that Katie might be aroused or jealous because her husband was well hung.
No, that's the one thing. I'm like, good for you,
you
girl.
Right.
Get it.
Right. So I do have a second question, though, not related necessarily. I was wondering, since I was the only loyal person to stay on the line, can I get an entry to the cake?
You know, you're part of that Galentine's cake.
Oh, funny. That's nice.
Diamond dive.
That's sneaky, go. Vanessa.
I mean, it's like an exchange of service. You needed advice. I provided service. Now you know, reciprocate. How do you say it?
Reciprocate. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
You took your shot. Like,
well, you know, try.
Well, we haven't said yes or no yet.
I know. This is up to Jer.
Pretty please.
Oh, she's being super nice about it.
I don't know if we can. I don't think we can, Vanessa. I don't think I got to be
okay.
Careful. We got rules and everything to go along.
I understand. Okay. Well, you guys have a great day.
Oh,
well, you
thank
as well,
you.
Vanessa. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have
Bye.
A great day. Bye.
No, I'm totally sidetracked on that.
Like, I know.
That.
Yeah, right?
I think the... God, there's so many naughty words coming in on the text line. I think the only logical thing now, Katie, is just for you to get completely naked in front of the husband. And
I know.
Show him your
tit
goods.
For tat.
I think that's probably the only logical answer for this.
Yeah.
Is book a trip for next weekend at another Airbnb with all your friends.
Yeah.
And then just walk out in front of everybody naked.
And then okay? They will also dive behind dressers and hide.
Logical. Just pure logic here.
Gotta be done.
So funny.